the Jimmy Smith Show. Kirk and Marianne just riding shotgun, and dag, Jimmy, Pittsburgh ekes it out 20-19. And you got a lot of action yesterday. It was like 2012 all over again. Yeah, you were out there all day. So what do you look back at the game?
Thoughts, feelings?
About my personal play? Or
let's start with personal, yeah.
Personal play, that two-point play I'm pissed about because I didn't communicate with my guy. Mm. I just initially started to take the guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then because I didn't communicate, I went back to my guy. Because my guy was 18. The tight end was the safety. But we should have IO'd it. We did it in practice. That's just a mess. I just put that on my shoulders because I should have just took the guy. He played off without even communicating. He already played off me, and I didn't trust it, and I should have went with it. And we lost by 1 point, so obviously that's a big thing in my mind. But
come on now.
Overall, though, we got to get together. You know,
man,
it wasn't a game that we couldn't have won. It wasn't a game that we couldn't have, you know, actually, you know, blew that type of team out. But you know, Steelers, so it always goes down to the wire.
Yeah, it does. And your cornerback room, bro, man, all week long. I'm not making excuses. I nobody does. It's next man up, but there ain't no men to get up. There's no men.
Yeah, I mean, I've never seen anything like it, to be honest, to be so banged up in one particular room.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I've been here for a long time. It's happened so many times. We've had, I can recall a Steelers game where we got Ben torched us and half the secondary got fired after that game.
Wow.
So, we've been here before. Marlon's injury is not going to help.
Marlon.
Obviously, best defenders, so. Next man up, but we definitely have to get together.
You know, when you talk about, Jimmy, you talk about that moment that you feel bad about, that you're ruminating on.
Don't.
Like, oh, that was mine. But I'm curious, like, when there's a flag thrown, and then they show the person's fault that it was, like, on the camera, and then they look up at the replay.
It's I'm part always of it.
Like, yeah, that's just gotta hurt. Like, everyone's like, oh, come on, man. Like, does anyone ever hold on to that?
Yeah, I mean, as a DB, you see calls like that. You're just trying to see what happened, like why they called you. But sometimes you know. Sometimes you absolutely
yeah,
know.
You're like, oh.
Sometimes you're like, you can't believe it. Like, I read somewhere that somebody thought that play with Double A was fair. And if you've seen the first fade play, Chase Claypool pushes off on Double A so hard, mm-hmm. and they don't call anything. I mean, it was blatant, obvious. And then 18 goes, and he pushes into his body. And as a defender, it's like you're trying to keep your ground. So they arm fall. I thought he made a great play, and that would have ended the game.
Is there? But, do you feel? I don't want to get into it. Is there home cooking? Sometimes it's harder to get calls when you're on the road. Let's say.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, let's get into it. We're just getting started.
Still first place.
But we hate to bring up the loss, but I mean, you know, we want to talk about it.
Yeah.
So we'll be back, and we've got more fun stuff ahead.
Steelers in the rearview mirror, and now it's Cleveland week. But Jimmy, I guess, just like you celebrate a win for 24 hours, you start moving on after a loss too, real quick too.
Probably even faster.
I heard that.
They said Lamar likes to feel bad for a little bit, likes to marinate in the loss to motivate him.
Fester.
Does that motivate you, or do you just get like you just want to shut it down?
I mean, anytime you lose, you just want to come back and win. But I don't know. You don't want to sit there and try to lick wounds, like
right.
You see what you did. So, you know, it's the NFL too, so stuff like that happens all the time.
And
but it's the point of
it. If it was a blowout game. This is a very, very close game. So
yes.
In very close games, little plays matter so much.
Mm-hmm.
When you blow somebody out or you get blown out, you're like, it's a whole heap of plays. But when it's little things like that, you start to pick out and point out little things. So I just think that, you know, you got to kind of like just move on. You can't really soak on it.
It's healthy,
Chargers came out and laid it on Cincinnati yesterday. You can't tell what Cincinnati's going to do week to week. You just—it's hard. You got to watch the games to see where they're gonna, who's gonna show
Absolutely.
Up.
They had a lot of opportunities too.
Yeah, they did. They came roaring back.
Yeah, they did. They got a good team. There's no doubt about that. It's going to be a tough matchup soon.
Well, Cleveland is next. I guess you got to get your rub down, soak in a tub. What are you going to do to get right?
I am about to go. I have body work in about an hour and a half. Then just stretch and all that. Then dry needling, just get the body right.
That's right.
Dry needling. Is that different than acupuncture? Because I know you said you don't like acupuncture.
No. Acupuncture doesn't feel like certain types of dry needling. There's a dry needling technique called pistoning.
Oh. What is that? I don't know what dry needling is.
And they take the needle and they go into that tight muscle and they just take it and they stab it up and down.
Oh!
Why are you doing
extremely
that?
Extremely painful.
And do you feel an effect right away?
Yeah, you feel it releases the muscles.
Wow, cool. So there's no less soreness.
You're sore afterwards.
Oh, from that.
You feel much better afterwards. It's one of those painful things you have to do to get your body right, though.
And Jimmy, Tyus Bowser, when I was in the locker room all the time, he'd be laying on the floor rolling on some cylinder. You know what I'm talking about? You ever see Tyus do?
Yeah, the foam roller.
Foam roller, yeah, those are painfully delicious.
Is that in your repertoire?
Yeah, that's like everyday type, getting warmed up for practice.
You've never used one, Kirk?
Not that I can remember, no.
You should try it, because it's like euphoric almost, but it hurts. It's weird, right? You're like, oh!
The more you do it, the less it hurts.
Oh, does it? Okay, I don't do it much, because I'm like not afraid of it, but it's like intense.
Girlie's got one at the house. I just
look like at that. There's those really hard ones. I don't know, like PCP pipe almost. Like, it's super hard. Those hurt. Not the foam roller. The foam roller's a little bit better than that.
Well, you got Cleveland on the road, two games in a row, and then the Packers are coming in. And then the Rams and Bengals. It's a tough run, Jimmy, but that's football.
Ain't it?
All right, I've got some questions about, now that you've got me thinking about like your different methods of relaxing and working out and stuff, I have some questions about your training, so that's on the other side. All right, we're back with Jimmy Smith. And Jimmy, you know, you were talking about dry needling, and I'm curious, maybe I'm dreaming this, creating this in my own mind, but do football players take ballet to help them with core strength? Is that a made-up thing, or is that real?
I never heard of that.
No? Okay. What about yoga?
For core strength?
Yeah, for everything. I think it's just like a bar exercise kind of thing.
Some coaches have employed that.
So are you telling me we have players out here for balance pole dancing?
Yeah. Well, no, it's like bar, so they just hold on to the bar. Or what about yoga? You probably do yoga, right?
No.
No?
No, I stretch.
He's got his thing.
Yeah, I do. I use this lady, Rose. Been working with her for like 8, 9, 10 years almost. But she does my stretching and body work and rehab stuff was all for the Ravens facilities. And then my nutritionist helps me with my food and what I need supplement wise.
It's a 24-hour job keeping Jimmy right.
Right.
Hey, what about rookie hazing, taking a guy out for dinner, making sure he gets a 4 or 5? Five-figure bill. Does that still go on?
Yeah, I mean, it used to. I'm sure that other groups have done it, but we haven't really been doing it. I mean, COVID kind of messed it up for the last couple of years, too.
Right, yeah. You ever get caught up
off the hook.
Anybody ever, when you came in, get you a... We'll take Jimmy out and charge him up.
Yeah, absolutely. My rookie year, right around when camp was ending, defense as a whole went to this place called Artful Gourmet.
I know.
And I had no clue. We had no clue that this is happening. At least I didn't.
Oh, no.
Obviously being the first rounder on defense, I had to fork over most of that bill. But,
do you remember what the bill was?
I don't remember what the bill was.
But it was sticker like, shock, right?
It was a couple thousand maybe.
That's not fun.
So one year we did another group. I remember like 2014, and we ran it up on them. Yeah, I started playing 3-13.
Oh, my gosh.
That's common. But you just got that bonus. You just got paid, and we're getting ready to eat. That's awesome. All right, Jimmy. Well, we're rolling right along with it. It's the Jimmy Smith Show, and it's Kirk and Marianne just along for the ride.
All right, Jimmy Smith, we're here talking the day after the game. But, I'm remembering now, we had Hayden Hurst talk to us a lot a couple of years ago. Pandemic, we didn't do this. But Hayden would tell us that there was like a, because I was curious if you guys had like a secret Santa or if you bought gifts. And he said there was almost a limit, like I want to say $1,000 limit for gifts, and that they each had to buy gifts. And he was bummed because he's a penny pincher and he had to just go on Amazon and like just keep buying stuff until he hit $1,000 and it killed him. Is that a thing still? Yeah.
Yeah, we do. We do that. We do Secret Santa. And yeah.
So you get one guy?
I think the minimum is 500.
Oh.
So usually guys, yeah, they put their little shirt sizes in, shoe sizes, and then go find, you know. Previous though, it wasn't that much. It was like a true Secret Santa where everybody just bought a gift. And oh no, we did a raffle. Not a raffle, but like kind of pulled names out of a hat type of situation where
yeah.
you just, everybody buys a gift.
It's cute. Or yeah.
Whoever, any random gift, and you put it down. And then as your names are, you, as your number gets picked, you just go pick a gift off the floor, whatever. Yeah.
That's where you send your girl out to buy somebody a gift. You probably didn't buy anything, did you, Jimmy?
I definitely did. I bought somebody like a little drone.
Ooh, fun.
Chuck Clark got me like a big painting of myself one time.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
Were you in uniform?
Some nice gifts. MP got me some nice kicks.
Do you still have that painting of yourself? And if so, where
Absolutely.
Is it? Where is
Absolutely.
It?
It's in my weight room. It's a really, it's really nice.
Beautiful.
That's nice.
What about Christmas? You putting a tree up? You go.
Although it would have been better if Chuck had gotten you a painting of himself.
Of himself,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't too secret of a Santa.
Chuck.
Yeah, we definitely got the Christmas lights up and all that inside the house. We I decorated outside the house one time a few years ago, and it was beautiful, but it cost like $7,500. And I was like, I'll never do that again.
Somebody come by and rig up the lights for you?
They did it all, set it up. But you don't keep the lights. They take them. Like,
wow.
After
Although that's
so
great.
I'm like, I didn't think it was worth it.
Oh, okay. Now, wait a minute. I feel like we're skipping the most important part. Has the baby girl arrived?
No.
Oh.
But mucus plugs are falling out. And,
oh, yeah. Mucus plugs.
It's getting close. Hopefully it's during the weekend, not on the weekend. So
I'm sorry. Mucus plugs? I had two kids. What's mucus plugs?
Are you kidding me?
What's that?
I had
just found out myself.
Shut up. You guys, you've had children.
Uh-huh.
It's
I didn't know about mucus plugs.
You didn't? That's so funny. It's really what it sounds like. It pops right out. It's like a cork of mucus.
Before the baby is even coming?
Yeah, it's like a sign, like breaking water.
All right. Yeah, that's the first time I heard those two words put together. Mucus plugs.
Coming soon.
There's so much that you learn, and then maybe you forget. Like maybe it's one of those things that once somebody tells you about it, you're like, oh yeah, that is a thing that happened. So her body is prepping.
Oh yeah, she's uncomfortable. She wants this thing out.
Oh God, I remember that. Yeah,
my first kid, Jimmy, I saved the amniotic fluid just in case something went wrong. I'd have it. Second, I'm like, nah, you go ahead. I never used
it. You saved the amniotic fluid? Fluid?
Yeah, there was
the placenta.
I don't know if it was a placenta, but it was something to do with your kid, their own juices.
Yeah, it's the placenta
that
you save.
Okay, I'm like, the amniotic juices?
Jar pickling in the back
just
of the fridge.
Yellow juice.
My point is,
that's our fluids.
I don't think it was a placenta either. I'll have to ask.
Okay, maybe it's a bit of the cord.
So my girl like made it into chocolates.
Yeah,
hey.
You can ingest it.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's good for you.
I know.
Jimmy said, wow.
Jimmy, I ate it right out as soon as it came out. I was like, give that to me. I want to eat it.
No, like oysters.
And then I ate the ladies next to me. I found them delicious.
Damn.
I didn't think it was really real until we had our first kid. And I guess that's a real thing. That's gross.
Yeah, they could make them into a powder pill. And
yeah.
It's probably just, you know, placebo, but.
So,
why not?
Real or fake tree, Jimmy?
Fake. I sneeze. And I don't like cleaning up all that stuff all the time either.
Yeah.
And mind you, I got three boys. Them dudes. Christmas balls on the tree.
Oh yeah,
they everywhere around the house. All they'll pull off all the little spiky leaves. Like they Nah, it's not good for
you. Can make it perfect. It's great. Yeah, I'm a big fan.
Then we close it up and bring it back out next year.
Right. There it is. Hey. Well, better luck next week. Hey. You guys played wonderfully, but we just need that one extra point.
Yeah. I don't blame myself for that one, though.
Don't.
Yeah, it's a team game, 60 minutes. Yeah. So go out in Cleveland and handle business, Jimmy. We'll talk with you again 1 week from today.
All righty.
The Jimmy Smith Show. We'll see you.